We are now in John. We've been in Mark for a long time, but the lectionary now brings us over into John because of the way that we follow the church calendar. So John chapter 18, verses 33 through 37, very, very familiar passage, I think, for most of us. Hear God's word. Now, this is when Jesus was brought before Pilate. Verse 33. Then Pilate went back inside and called for Jesus to be brought to him. "Are you the King of the Jews?" he asked. Red letter edition, Jesus replied, "Is this your own question, or did others tell you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate asked. "Your own people and their leading priests brought you here. Why? What have I done?" Then Jesus answered, "I am not an earthly king. If you were my followers, you had fought when I was arrested by the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world." Pilate replied, "You're a king then?" "You say that I am a king," Jesus said, "and you're right. I was born for that purpose, and I came to bring truth to the world. All who love truth recognize that what I say is true." Now, my sermon title this week is simply entitled, "What is Truth?" Well, I think that question related to the scripture sometimes comes from the lips of a career bureaucrat accustomed to determining truth by the direction of a prevailing political wind. But it is also the question that lies at the heart of all of our human experience. Is there a moral and spiritual center that gives life meaning and around which everything revolves? Well, no. Pilate put the question to Jesus. He did not really expect an answer. He didn't want to deal with Jesus. He tried to get Jesus to defend himself or recant. He tried to convince Jewish authorities to let this guy go, but clearly did not want to wrestle with the predicament that Jesus was presenting to him, or even his fantastic claim about himself being the King of the Jews. Well, Pilate's avoidance became a decision against eternal truth. Think about that. Are you and I willing to ask Jesus the question, "What is truth?" and then listen for the answer? Scripture gives you the answers. Later in John's chapter, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me."